Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God and God by yourself. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory. You are mighty, you are awesome, you are powerful, you are all knowing, all present. You are Elohim. El Shaddai, El Gibor, El Elyon, Israel. This morning we exalt you. We lift you up, we raise you up, we esteem you above every imagination. You are the God beyond definition and description. Sit enthroned in the praises of your people. Take all praise. Now I ask in the name of Jesus that your hand of blessing and your hand of favor will reach out to us in your word. Reveal the Christ to us. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. I pray that the sinner will be saved and the backslider will be reclaimed. The miracle will begin today in the lives of your dear people. I bring this country before your throne. Heal our land, O God. If the people that are called by your name will humble themselves and if they will pray, if they will turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins and heal our land. May the Christ be our propitiation, our atonement and forgiveness. May Ghana find favor before your sight this morning and forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for every heart that is watching us now and listening to us now that is present in this place. I pray in the name of Jesus, rebuking every demonic presence. Thank you in Jesus' name that you are in control. In control not only of our lives, but every situation and structure that surrounds us. We give you the glory, the praise and worship. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Clap, 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 clap. Exalt his name, give him the glory, worship the king in the power of his might. Hey! Say a good amen. Whilst we also standing, allow me to read to you our foundation scripture. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you this, I will go further and read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I would like to read this particular one in our language. Lucas and Peter, you know, back when you were and I equipped me, dear Sensia, I children said, you look at the bray, you know, it said, you know, back, you were your son, I had your son, near your Sensia, was a more humuhi in a putra, and then Sabra and Quemu, that you know, when you man how, and shamo crasso, the biba metumum pofrimu sefidie, or sebeba one year tears as in Neniso, in Timonia, Monsre de Bia, and Monia who dendia Jania Frenia, Ebebe Nemo, Macochina, Unipaban and Monia, Monsre de Bia, Monia who dene, Edia Jania Frenia, Ebebe Nemo, Macochina, Unipabano, and may the Lord bless a reading of His word this morning for us. Amen. Let me proceed by drawing your attention to the theme of this morning. I do not title the messages, but I have themed them, whether it's going to be a series or not. And so I put it on the screen for the people on television and also the people that are online, for you that are in this place, to be able to understand. I am starting something for 3 Sundays, and I call it Error of Balaam. Error of Balaam. The Bible talks about the doctrine of Balaam in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 13, but I'm not going there. I just wanted to draw your attention to it. Book of Revelation chapter number 2 verse number 13, the Bible said, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith. He didn't say the faith, my faith. Follow me as I, because I may not have the opportunity to be able to do these retreation, this revelatorical highlighting and the main course of the expatiation. So maybe I will take that to Bible study and take my time to be able to talk about things like where Satan's seat is. You are dwelling where the seat of Satan is. And he will make another repeated highlighting or remarkable repetitive reiteration in this particular course. So focus, as the Bible is talking about, my theme is the error of Balaam or error of Balaam. But the Bible had already highlighted, you know, the doctrine or the teaching, the emphasis of, maybe let me use a word that possibly it will draw your attention quickly, the church of Balaam. The church of Balaam. Because in church, it is not only worship, it is also doctrine, you know, the instruction of the word that is presented to the people. That I have said that the quality of the word determines the quality of your life. I have said it many times. The quality of the preacher that is preaching determines the quality of the understanding that you receive. If that is not true, then nobody will need a teacher in school. Everybody will just buy the textbook and read it. The reason why we have an instructor or a facilitator or a lecturer in the lecture room, in the classroom, is because we need somebody to be able to explain what is in the textbook to the child or the student that sit. And so the facilitator is going to sit in that classroom and lecture or depict or signify that which is in the textbook for the people to be able to understand. Then they test or examine the student and to be able to know whether they understand exactly what is being expostulated or elicited. And so focus very attentively. It is not only true about the things of God that the quality of the word determines the quality of your life, or the quality of the church you attend determines the quality of your life. It is also true of the quality of the leader that leads a nation determines the quality of their life. It is true also about the quality of the man that you marry determines the quality of your life and future, and even of your children. The quality of the woman that you marry will determine your output in this life. The quality of the children you give birth to. That is why the book of Malachi was talking about that the only reason why God brings a people into matrimony or marriage in covenant is because they will have God-fearing children. In other words, when a person brings out wicked and cruel children, those children are going to be a backlash to themselves. In your old age, when you do not have kind children, your old age is going to be miserable, even if you are a successful and relevant person, because wicked children children have a way of, you know, revolting against their own parents, just like Absalom did to David. They will eliminate you and your system, your structure. That is why we have children whose parents, when they leave them with properties, will like to erase their memory and their name off that property, and also erase their legacy in posterity. And therefore, God fearing children is predominant even to your faith. You know, you are a Christian, but what about your children? You are a Christian, but what about your brothers and your siblings and your home? What about your father or your mother's home? These are very important stuff that we need to be able to understand. See, this is why we have too many pretenders and actors, and we have so much mimics and gimmicks in the house of God, even in the pulpit of the Lord. You need to understand this very carefully. And so when we come to the house of God, we would need quality to be expostulated from the pulpit, which is an epicenter where God has placed his holy name. In other words, the church is not a playing ground for charlatans to come and display their words. The pulpit is not a place for wicked people, you know, and tricksters to bring their madness and their absurdity to. The pulpit is not a place of ridicule and shame. The place of the pulpit, as a matter of fact, the house of God is not a den of thieves. Yeah, it's not a place of robbers and thieves and tricksters. And it is not a place of gimmicks and play. We don't come to God's house to come and joke. This is not a joking site. I'm telling you, if anybody is mad, they shall find themselves in a place, you know, of rehabilitation, and not the pulpit and not the house of God. I don't know, but whichever way it is, I am going to try and still push it anyhow. Can I hear a good amen? You may be seated in the presence of God. That was a very powerful rendition and an awesome praise and worship. Allow me to apologize for my late coming. We had a conference last night that took us to almost about close to 12 o'clock. And I give God the glory for the life of Reverend. He stood another amazing man of God with his beautiful wife, Mama Rosemond. The Lord bless you so much. Allow me also, on behalf of my mother, Christy Dotete, to thank God for the life of Apostle General and his beautiful wife, the Premier Lady, last Sunday at the 28th anniversary of Solid Rock Chapel International. An awesome time that, you know, we did not even bother. Apostle General is a strange man of God. Did not bother even at the torrential rain, the intensity of that torrential rain, but, you know, stood, preached in the rain, prayed in the rain, ministered in the rain, and you know, administrated gifts of love even in the rain. And the whole church, we didn't have a choice but to join him in the rain. And it was such an awesome time at the City of Faith. We give God the glory for his life, and thank God for my mother, such a great woman and vessel that God has honored with such gifts. Say a good amen. You know, this week have been the birthday of so many great people. If I want to go into it, I may be biased because I may forget some of the names, and we cannot, because, you know, I have a course of an assignment this morning. Let me focus on it. And so when I sit down, I see three streams of Balaam. And I have just, you know, was reading to you Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 13. And in this course, the Bible was talking about something that is amazing in his presentation. And when he said, I know your works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seed is, and thou holdest fast thy name, and the Bible said my name rather and the Bible said and thou hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was a faithful martyr who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. He repeats that for the second time. But I have a few things against you, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, or the teaching, or the church, the emphasis, the content message of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. Am I reading the right place? Yeah. And then in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 15, the Bible talks about the way of Balaam. In other words, the first was the doctrine of Balaam. This is the way of Balaam. The Bible said in verse number 15 of 2 Peter chapter 2, the Bible said, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. I will read this in a different version, if you can put it on the screen for us. The Bible said they've left the main road and are directionless, having taken the way of Balaam, the son of Beor. This one has a different presentation. The prophet who turned profiteer. So it was not, you know, profiteer. And the Bible said, and the connoisseur of evil. In the next version, look at this. I would like GNT focus on that. The Bible makes it very clear. He said, they have left the straight path and have lost their way. They have followed the path taken by Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the money he would get for doing wrong. I will keep it there. And then the Bible talks about the error of Balaam, which I want to talk about to you in the next three Sundays. Jude 1 verse 11. Jude chapter 1. Jude is only one chapter. The 11th verse. The Bible said, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. You know, so this is very, you know, synonymous and Septuagintal to the previous one that we read. I will stick with that and take it to the course of Bible study. Then, by the grace of God, I will bring it back next Sunday and the next. And then, whilst the year is going to a close, this is the time the believer will have to sit down and reconsider their way and their life. And this is the time of taking stock. We don't wait until December. Then we are coming with all kinds of resolution, which we do not keep. The moment January is ended, we throw the resolutions away and we begin to, you know, anything that goes, it is freestyle until the year goes to an end. We wait too long to be taking stock. This is the time, 3 months almost, or possibly 2 months almost to the closure of this year, you are going to sit down and check, apart from the spirituality, the grace and the gifts that God has blessed you with and your family with, we are also going to carefully, you know, put pen to paper and check the revenue and the money, the resources that came through your hands, and the waste that we have been able to administer to, before you open your mouth and say that the Lord have not done anything, before you even say that this year have been a difficult year. First, sit down and take stock. Then you will be amazed the things that the Lord has done in your life and in your destiny. You know, I connect this error of Balaam to a particular discourse of scripture. I will want to read to you, you know, a particular course of the word of the Lord. And I will want this to be like a guiding line to what we are going to talk about, so that once I have done all my introduction, I need not to come back at it anymore. I have already done this, you know. And so let me read First Samuel chapter, the last scripture that I'm reading to you. First Samuel, and I'm going to read from the chapter number 2 for the sake of time. I will begin from verse number 22. And the reason is because when you read from chapter 1, the Bible talk about the the priest or the pastor Eli, who had two children, and his children, the first one was Hophni, and the next one was Phinehas. And when you get to verse number 22, the Bible said, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. I want you to note emphatically, it was not just to some of the people. They did it to everybody that was in Israel. In other words, when you were a priest in those days, your children are automatically called into that office. The Lord will raise up the people from the Levitical family or lineage or bloodline and raise them up as priests. And you know, the family or the tribe of Levi were people that stood in the holy place, and the altar was a sacred place and a pivotal place where God has placed his integrity and his holy name. And therefore, they did not joke with the altar of God. It was a sacred and a holy place. And so God had raised a priest by the name Eli, and in his days he had two sons, and the two sons, because their father was old, took charge of the assignment of priesthood. And the Bible declared very clearly, you know, and they laid with women. Let me read it in GNT, break it down a little bit. In this one, he said Eli was very old, and he kept hearing about everything that his sons were doing to the Israelites, and that they were even sleeping with the women who worked at the entrance of the tabernacle or the tent of the Lord's presence. And then in verse number 23, the Bible said, and he said to them, why are you doing these things? Everybody tells me about the evil that you are doing. He goes in verse number 24 and says, stop it, my sons, exclamated. Look at the punctuational sign. You know, so the father did something about it, but I will come to this particular point later. This is an awful thing the people of God are talking about, exclamated. He goes to verse number 25 and says, if anyone sins against someone else, God can defend the one who is wrong. But who can defend someone who sins against the Lord? But they would not listen to their father, for the Lord had decided to kill them. God, watch it. God had decided, made a decision to kill the sons of the priest. Goes to the next verse and talked about the boy Samuel continue to grow and to gain favor both with God and with the people. And so in this verse, he said, a prophet, the Bible said, you know, a prophet came to Eli with a message from the Lord and said, when your ancestors Aaron and his family were slaves of the king of Egypt, I revealed myself to Aaron. And goes to verse 28 and said, from all the tribes of Israel, I chose his family to be my priest, to serve at the altar, to burn the incense, and to wear the ephod. In other words, I suffered tardy, you know. It's a very prestigious thing for anybody to wear the ephod, to consult me. And I gave them the right to keep a share of the sacrifices burned on this altar. And verse number 29, listen exactly. You know, why then, God is asking, why then do you look on with greed? He is talking to Eli. Why then do you look on with greed at the sacrifices and offerings which I require from the people? Why, Eli, do you honor your sons more than me by letting them fatten themselves with the best part of all the sacrifices my people offer unto me? Watch emphatically that everything that comes to this altar does not come to the person, does not come to the church, even that organism, but it comes to God Almighty. I have heard people sit on the internet and talk absurdity and blasphemy and said, have you seen God before to give God an offering? The Bible said, you know, to them that perish, the message of the cross is foolishness, but to them that are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. In the next verse, look at this. You know, hey, the Lord, the God of Israel, promised in the past that your family and your clan would serve me as priest for all time. But now I say that I won't have it any longer. Instead, I will honor those who honor me, and I will treat, I will treat with contempt those who despise me. I want you to take this verse in a different version and allow me to read this particular I do not focus, please. You know, I would love to read this particular one, you know, in particularly NLT or something. Let me begin to look at the last line. I would despise those who think lightly of me. And a version like NIV, it goes here and it said, but those who despise me will be disdained. All right, and go to my language, possibly just the last line. I don't know whether it will be he goes like me di wanwa won't me me di wanwa na wanwa will put me enmity ano me so me bo ma hohora. Alabasta, Ghana, here. That is a word from the Lord this morning. I have sat down over the years and I have observed how people have wasted away. Wasted away. Wasted away. And it's not only in Asafodie. I saw that great man of God at Kochikuru Madina, how people trooped in, how he preached on so many radio and television stations, and how he did all these things. And then when his madness of going astray came, I looked at how he wasted away and lost everything and became a laughing stock in a city or community or, a township of Kasua. How he died like a dog. The Bible said, tell it not in God. Do not mention it in Jerusalem. The death of King Saul, he wasted away like that. Like that. A blessing that God grant the unction and the privilege, the opportunity to do amazing things, wasted away like that. When I look at the prestige and the opportunity that God Almighty gave to somebody like Adam, he said to Adam, the first person who did branding in the world, whatever you call the animals, that is what I will call them. And God gave that prestige for his visit. Can you imagine that God visits Adam and Eve every morning and every evening without fail? Every morning and evening you get a theophanic visit. This is not a presidential visit. Theophany, theocracy, and Theos, God, is coming to visit you himself. Every morning and evening they come and sit down and dialogue and brainstorm an amazement of fellowship. Had all this opportunity, yet wasted it. When I look at King Saul, he did not qualify, was not eligible to be king of Israel. But the Bible makes it very clear how God Almighty, elevated him from all the men of Benjamin. May I remind you, God does not raise kings from Benjamin. The tribe of Judah is a royal lineage or bloodline. Kings have come from there. But God went to Benjamin and raised up a king for himself, even though he did not qualify. But the Bible said when he disobeyed God, was not enough for him. He also went after David, took so many opportunities, left the kingdom and the people and their welfare, doing about just one fugitive to kill. The day David cut the cloak of Saul, the Bible said he was with 1,000 men. Me, how 1,000 men, everybody can sleep to the point that David and his men came in horses and they could not hear the noise of the hooves of the horses, to the point that David and his men could walk among them whilst they were sleeping. Of course, they were drunken. And the Bible said, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse number 1, the Bible makes a solid. a solid retraction of the word of the Lord. Yeah, into people, Bible says, he goes in Proverbs chapter number 31 and verse number 1. Go there, let me read this particular one. Yeah, the words of King Lemuel, you know, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And then he goes, he said, why my son, and what my son, son of my womb, and what son of my vows? He said, give not thy strength to women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. He goes to verse number 4. He said, it is not for kings, oh Lemuel, and repeats it again, it is not for kings to drink wine. Yeah, it is not for kings. And here he is not talking about Mikromumaihine. He is talking about the royal priesthood, the holy nation, the peculiar people, a people bought his with his own blood. He was talking about Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 6. He has made us kings and priests unto his God and to, you know, our Lord. Revelation. Yeah. He has made, and we shall have dominion and reign forever and ever. That was what he was talking about. Of course, Nwamabro. And therefore, they could not see, neither could they hear. I sit down and I look at businessmen, you know, that came up. No one great businessman that rose up in this particular country had everything to his disposal. Government gave him unbelievable contracts. He was the only person that supplied laptop computers in this particular country. What a waste that I see. I saw the waste that gold that went on. I saw this gold firm that took your monies, and I saw, you know, them, you know, with all these revenues that came onto them, still they could not do anything with it. I saw them wasting away. And so when the noise started, and when people started, you know, I stood here on this altar and made it very clear to this nation, take it as if you never had that money, because I promise you, my darling, that money ain't coming back. There is no money, I'm telling you, it is sucker. What a waste! What a waste! That went into a waste. This morning I am standing here and I want to talk to the born again believer washed in the blood of the Lamb. All your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in the book of life. Anointing has been placed on your life. God has a covenant relationship with you. All these graces have been given you. Anytime you open your mouth and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the heaven is open. Every request that you ask for, the Lord puts it at your disposal. He has given us gifts. We are enormously gifted. Yesterday, Reverend Ifsud Anaba was telling to his partners and said to them, if you look at people who have done infrastructures and all stuff like that, the church is the best and the most organized. I believe it 101%. You know, we are trying to build a national cathedral. Look at the national confusion that surrounds it. And yet a church can build numerous kinds of buildings and nobody, you know, can even complain of how the revenues were used. We have already sunk over 250 million. And that is going like this. A waste, a waste, a waste, a waste, a waste, a waste. Even with a cathedral, you know, the name of the Lord have been disdained. And truth and integrity have not strictly been administered. Let me go further and put you this. You know, sometimes I look at how this particular Eli, you all saw me written when he said, my sons, stop it. But that before God was not enough. To God, action, not words. Action, not words. Action, not words. Just speaking to your sons to stop it is not enough. It is time to fire people. It's time to replace people. And I'm telling you, this is the reason why so many pulpits are replaced. Not will be replaced, are already replaced. I'm talking to the wise only. Hear the mind of God. That is why so many, you know, entities and leaders will be replaced, are being replaced. I'm talking to you. You know, because when things go, you see what happened this past week? Yeah, that when they sacked, the honorable gentleman Kwesi Kwarteng in the House of Commons from the British administration, a person that is not in agreement with government vision instantly is a threat to progress. The person is fired. They did not sack him because he's a black man. They did not sack him because his lineage comes from Ghana. They did not sack him because, he is not doing well. The guy has been in office for only 38 days. 38 days! Our finance minister has been in position for almost 7 years. Look at the depth of inflation that is coming on this nation. Wasn't we a Christian country? I think that you have become like a flock without a shepherd. I'm telling you, when you get down from Dubai International Airport, seriously, you can tell that somebody is in charge. When I get off from Kotoka driving to my house, I tell straight that nobody is in charge. And I'm not saying this to only this government. I'm saying it to all successive governments. And I want to let you understand now, it is time. I loved it. Clergymen went to Galamsey's side and saw the damage that people have done to this nation. The nation that God gave all these resources. Look at how we are going waste. To the point in Yankro Fortel, it took a former good year saying, if they put a drone footage on this screen, you will cry. And people are getting cancers, all manner of cancers from the mitotic cells of demonic sickness like cancer. And people are dying from it right now. When you go to Kolibu right now and you go and see the number of people that have been diagnosed with cancer, it will amaze and shock you. But we do not care because of greed that God mentioned to Eli. I'm telling Jubilee House, until you come to the place of repentance, this Galamsey thing will not stop, because Jubilee is greedy. Ghanaians are greedy. If you are not greedy, will you all load yourself to a woman who have made some crazy money and tell that woman, we want to double it, or we want more, or we want whatever? To me, fuck her free, baby. No, I cranny, you didn't say me because you're basic. I see a journey. Pia! I see a journey. What crab will you re? A fuck her! A free petty mind. So, but you're basic. We are very interesting. When the word of God is telling you, to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and have dominion and subdue it, we have thrown this away and follow madness because we are greedy. If we are not greedy, we will not sell a house and give the money to these gold people. You are greedy. I'm telling you, which kind of business can give you 80% return? Even God, it requires 10% tight, and a business is going to require 80%. It is not sustainable and it will not move. And so Kwesi Kwarteng was sacked. This lady who is prime minister lives on the same street with Kwesi Kwarteng. Same street in London with Kwesi Kwarteng. They went to the same school from their childhood. Same school. And when they came into government, number 10 is here, number 11 is here. They still came to live in the same place. In other words, they talk a lot. But wrong is wrong. When you are wrong, I need to look in your eyes and tell you, you are wrong. I will have to tell you that. It doesn't matter. That is what is killing this nation and is killing churches and killing marriages and killing relationships, because we cannot look and tell truth. Yes, it's not yes, and no, it's not no. And yet, we pride that we are born again. God is a God of principle. May I tell you, He doesn't work like that. This is the time, Your Excellency, to make changes. And those changes must be to the honor and glory of God. Good morning to you, sir. This is the time to make changes. Our finance minister, who even though is a Christian, have failed miserably. And I am telling Your Excellency, with all due respect, this is the time to make drastic changes. We cannot sit here when $1 is equal to 12 CDs. 12 CDs! Somebody! I came with a fresh grace to tell you something. I'm telling you, you will take it. I don't you think that if I am, Ghana is my private company, and somebody is not delivering, I fire them, I replace them, I hire somebody else, and then we are working. This is why you tuni pasan ewa sorry. Ubi boja my near na bejinaha. The Bible said, "Mon financial satans," and then we do that very quickly. Ubi ewo position na we dim kwasiya somewhere. This is why we will straight away tell you, "Hey, you remove from position, and then put somebody else there." Why can't a nation do that? And the Isaiah prophesied and said, "Wintin am say, or may ye a mobrofo, what sign you quasia for? Mobonin quasia. Well, my way, hey, was I am Kwasia for Jeremiah puts it in a nice way. Jeremiah 4:22. If it's a Mimaya Jimmy, where your man Kwasia for, where your bonny winyans are for winning tears here, where your bonny winyans are for Papa dear, when he comes to that particular place. This is the time to, you know, raise up there. When you look at the honorable minister for lands and resources and all that, he has also failed miserably, must be replaced immediately. Immediately, he has created, you know, a year for people to be rather looting this nation. And you have politicians, opposition and government sitting in church, and they are galamseers. You have chiefs, frontoma. I will move your galamseers. So I stand here, and I am going to, not to be a lie, bringing you the word of the Lord. It is not enough to rebuke people. Tell Ghana Police Service, it's not enough to rebuke people. It's not enough to even interdict people. It's enough to fire people and prosecute them. When they go wrong, throw them in jail. I'm reminding you that your God is a judge. Everybody will appear before his judgment seat. And what we are doing in this life, we will come and account. I will take the message to Bible study on Tuesday and bring it back on, you know, on Sunday. And I'm talking about the error. The error are just too many. God has grace, anoint. There is no country on earth who has so many prophets like Ghana. No nation. Can tell you all that. Yet the error of Balaam have brought out contamination. The oil is contaminated. Tricksters, deception, manipulation. The house of God have been turned into a place of exploitation, deception, manipulation. The house of God have been turned into a place of extortion. The house of God have now been turned into a place, you know, where, you know, thieves come and display their words. Yeah, the presence of God now have become to like a stage of actors where people come to perform, like the National Theater or the International Conference Center or the Durban ICC or the O2 Arena, you know, or any of these places that people just go and look out to watch a performance. You know, I look at the Christians and I realize sometimes most of us talk too much. You know, most of us talk too much. God has given you an idea and is wanting to nurture your idea and grow it and put you on a pedestal of increase and revelation and blessing. But you went and talked too much in the bus, in the taxi, you know, in the plane, in the community, in a meeting, in church, and somebody Somebody stole your idea. Just like some people have been stealing our husbands and our wives and our fiancés and our fiancés because we cannot tame our tongue. Come on, utum. There is a time to speak and a time to keep silence. It's a time to get. Many of you, if you had kept silence for just a little while, your marriage wouldn't have collapsed. Just a little while. I close the service by telling you somebody, return from your errors. Return from your errors. The error of mixing too many things together. We go to church, but we are clubbers. It cannot be. My darling, it cannot be. Let me tell you something. He that is pure, let him continue to be pure. He that is wicked, continue to be wicked. He cometh and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to his works. Everybody here, the judge will meet you very soon. Everybody here. The serious thing about what I just said is that you don't know when that is going to be. And so whilst I'm standing here, yesterday night, you know, Reverend Mrs. Rosemond Anabas made a statement that cut through my heart. The statement was that the day we will stand before him, we will know the real people. The day we will stand before him, Fifre pram ni bebrebe. Ye behwe se ye papa na. En ye papa. That day. Etano. Etano ni ebe unu sa wuye yire papa. Ena papa. Eja papa. Ikunu papa. Wunu ya papa. Kristo ni papa na. Se na wuye ankude unu. Ya eye tete. I'm telling you. Baba tena had the people that pray in tongues. But they are wicked. We preach love. But we practice hate. Preach love, but we practice hate. Yeah, people hate people vehemently. I stand here and I'm talking to everybody that is here. Return from the error of waste. You will be shocked. Now, see, never people see, pen see people. So, January to now, we won't see Nyamia Mauskapa. The question will then be, Ediana, and I'm saying this, you know, the error. People had, you know, and look at these guys who had banks. People who started on a table, cantaman to table. Now they sell their houses to eat. What a waste! Let me finish with Psalm 37, verse 37. Mark the upright. Behold the righteous. The end of that man is not selling houses to eat. The end of that man is peace. The end of that man is not accident and idiote. Wicked people, come back to your first love. Wicked people. Wickedness in church, in work, at workplaces, everywhere. There are wicked people who have decided to crash our economy. I'm telling you, this thing is deliberate too. Anybody who tells you that economy in one, economy over nine, over time. There are people. The thing I was sorry, I no pan out pager phone. Now they say, what is the dollar rate this morning? They said rate in Inyamai, the rate will come at 10 and 11. Where is that rate coming from? Who is determining that rate? The people who have the dollars. And the people who have the dollars, they are a cartel. People have sat down and said, we will bring a Kufuado down. Your Excellency, they will bring him down. And they are determining the figures. And let me enter on a 12. And nobody can say anything. One Nikita. The lender will be a slave. The borrower will be a slave to the lender.
Yeah, the borrower will always be a slave to the lender. The lender determines the pace. This is why I'm asking God to bless you. This is why I'm asking God to enforce and manifest his word, that you will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom, that he will lay a table before you in the presence of your adversaries, that anything you touch shall be blessed, anything you do shall be blessed, anywhere you step shall be blessed. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. This is why I'm asking God, yeah, let your enemies fall before you. May you stand giant. May there not be any man that can be able to stand before you. This is why I'm asking God to give you the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn, plenty of gold, plenty of silver, plenty of wine. This is why I am asking God. Yeah, this is why I'm asking God to turn your habitation into a blessing, that you would determine, the Lord has been faithful to me. The Lord has been good to me. So good to me. This is why I'm asking God. Get, come out of your shells. It's time to work. It's time to think. It's time to brainstorm. It's time to fear God and walk before him and eschew evil. This is why I'm asking God. When the people pay their tithes, he will honor you. We will not ask him to honor, because we are not faithful. You saw it. He said, when you honor me, I will honor you. Simple. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. If you honor me, I will honor you. If you disdain me, oh yeah, I will reject you, strip you off. I will strip you. I will strip you. I saw a scripture the other day, and it's Psalm 25 and verse number 14. And this one is specially to government. The Bible said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. In other words, if somebody doesn't fear God, God does not reveal the secret to you. You can be a king, you can be a president, and you will be going down, 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 because you don't fear God. The secret, put this in a different version. The secret, I'm talking to preachers who are envying other preachers because their ministries are growing faster than they can ever think. Why are you getting crazy? Go back! You didn't think that God honors them that honors him. You never thought. When I look at some of these strange things, and they feel it's a normal lifestyle. Now, when you have a brew, will be saying, no, when you have a brew, will be saying, what kind of nonsense is that? You know, return to your first love and let the Lord restore you the joy of his salvation and renew a right spirit within you. That is what you do instead of going around to go and jealous anybody. That is what you should be doing. The Lord is a friend to those who obey him. God, he came to Solomon in the night. He said, ask me what you want. I will do it for you. He said, I want precision, discretion. I want wisdom, knowledge. The Lord said, I will give you all that you have asked, but I will add riches, wealth, and honor. This is what I'm talking about. I said this the last time. I said, if I were Jubilee House, I will humble myself and go on my knees just like this. Can you imagine His Excellency at Independence Square on his knees like this and asking God, Father, help us. We need your help. And Excellency is kneeling down, and everybody, Chief of Defense Staff, Chief of Army Staff, everybody, Speaker of Power, everybody on their knees. Let me tell you something. God will resist the proud and show mercy to the humble. Return! Ghana, why are you born? Why are you born?
I'm telling you, until we return,
When you're in university, no job pass you. One pass here. You be to make school no 30 years now. You're not far. You're promoted by heart. Yeah. When you're in university, you're in your home. And that is the university of life. You're in your new home. Do you need to go? No. You know? Be honest.
The two hands are lifted. Let's pray for you before we pray for the nation. Whilst you have lifted your two hands.
The moment the prophet Nathan said to David, David,
you are the man that have taken the only lamb that belongs to that poor man. He did not come to argue.
This is why the Bible said David is a man after my heart. He did not come and argue his arrogance to hell. Rather, he said, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence. Pick not your spirit away from you. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a right spirit within me.
For 3 days of fasting, the Lord said, I have forgiven him.
Saul sinned, never said or did what I just said.
Say a good amen.
And Father, as your people pray, I'm asking for mercy.
Mercy.
Revive thy works in the midst of the years, and in your wrath or anger, remember mercy. Can you talk to the Father for just 1 minute before we pray for this nation? Talk to the Father for only 1 minute. For only 1 minute.
Hallelujah. Play the national anthem, please.
Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana that is on the altar of the Lord? Please pray for this nation. Pray for this nation. We need the help of God. And Father, I'm asking you for mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy! Change the course of our direction.
Mercy. Mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy on us. Heal our land. This morning we rend our hearts. Heal our land. We rend our hearts. Mercy, we pray. Mercy. 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 Hallelujah. And Father, thank you for your love. If there is anybody here on TV, online, on radio, who does not know Christ as their Savior, their sins are not forgiven, their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If their souls are on their way to hell, this is a divine opportunity. We do not want to miss. If they pray this prayer, please, by the premise of the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, restore them. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. I'm asking grace unlimited. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. This morning's live broadcast service came to you from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Alabaster International Ministry. My name is Kofi Odro. Whilst I sign up, you want to join us in our offering, 0249-80-9911. That's 0249-80-9911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. You can join us in our Bible study on Tuesday, which is a non-denominational service. Wednesday at Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp Forest Empire, Bokasia. We are getting ready in 2 weeks' time to start our fasting and prayer. We'll give you details next week, God willing. And we will also want Yaoma to know that we are coming in a mega crusade, 3 days. And so get ready. We will announce to you Yaoma and our chairman in the suburbs of the Gawest district around Amasaman. We are coming with Christ. We call it Yaoman for Christ, or Christ to Yaoman and our chairman. It's going to be awesome and powerful. Say amen. The Lord bless you. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.